BS diet? Well, today's your cheat day. It's BS in the morning, fatty.
Izzy, I feel horrible.
Why?
Because I was the one.
Oh, is it time?
It's time.
Okay.
I was the one that helped you along. And AVN, and
it was totally up for a
wheel punishment. I did not.
No, you're
did
right.
Fine.
Greg screwed us.
Thank
actually,
you. Okay.
Yeah, by winning.
Yeah, being.
Mm-hmm. So, it's now time to open up the lines. 876-3692. Wheel of punishment ideas for Izzy. This will be our first wheel of punishment, and I feel horrible about it. However, I don't have to do it, so I don't feel that bad. You know what I mean? It's not. I'm not a part of the wheel of punishment. You're the one who has to serve the punishment, not me. So I don't. Can't feel that bad, right, Greg?
You should feel.
I feel a little bit of remorse. Like
I would feel bad just for being you in general, but the rest of it probably not.
Okay, that's fair enough. 876-3692. If you have any punishment ideas for the wheel of punishment for Izzy's first wheel spin. That's going to be taking place here. I want to throw it on there just because I like it, and we've never done it. The escalator lick. I think the escalator lick could be great fun.
What is that?
That is when you go down to the strip, and you have the escalators that millions of people ride every single day here in beautiful Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And you lick the handrail of the escalator for one full cycle.
Oh, yeah. Let's just call that one athlete's mouth.
Yeah, athlete's mouth. Ooh, I like athlete's mouth. I'm writing that down. See, we haven't done that one yet, and I think that's a good one. Athlete's mouth.
So then I get to take a few shots of vodka right afterwards, right, to kill the bacteria.
Well, yeah, whatever you want to do.
Okay, as your coach, let me just ask, just agree and then do whatever you want afterwards or before.
Okay.
Because it's not in the rules.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
That's my little word to the wise, a hint, because I feel partially responsible for your wheel spin that's going to be coming up here.
Hello, everybody. Shut up, Joseph.
Shut up, Joe. How are you, sir? What's
Hello?
Up? What's up, man?
Hey, how many spaces are on the wheel?
Boy, I think there's 30-something.
30?
But there's, like, things already taken up. So there's pass the punishment, double punishment, retro punishment, where we get to bring back one that's been on there for a while. So there's some are already, you know, they're staples.
Okay, well, this isn't really a punishment, I guess, but can you put one on there that's like, pick your poison, lands on that, and she gets to pick something on the wheel?
Interesting.
Ah, pick your poison. I don't like it because she shouldn't be allowed to pick anything.
Well, it's not like any of the stuff is good.
Look, if you guys want me to spin the wheel, you guys could have just called it an initiation. But that whole AVN thing, come on, that's a farce.
Thank you.
Let her pick how she gets punished.
How is it a farce? She made the bet. She lost. What are you talking about?
And I'll be honest.
I didn't cheat.
Greg sat there and cheated.
Another thing, if you put that on there, it takes the whole... Why spin the wheel and then have to pick your punishment?
Yeah, because that
takes the wheel away.
It takes the wheel away.
I like the idea of pick your poison.
Of course you do.
And I guarantee you guys would like it too if it were your turn.
It's not my turn, so I don't have to worry about
it. It's not like any of these things are good, and we would be fair enough to say that we can't pick pass.
No.
Yeah.
You have one way to get out of the wheel that's on the wheel, and that's called pass the punishment. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, Davey, that is awful.
I appreciate you for trying, man. Thank you.
Hey, Dave. Vid.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
She has to shave off one eyebrow.
Shave off one eyebrow. All right.
And then wear it for like a month like that.
Oh, a month of one eyebrow?
So I have to continuously shave it for a month.
Yeah.
You're on drugs.
All right. Well, she hates it. That means I like it. And I think that's fine. Eyebrow shave. Writing it down. Mm-hmm. Cameron, hello.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, man?
Not a whole lot, but I got the best idea for your wheel of punishment.
Yeah, what do you got?
I think that she needs to go get set up with a full body cast and have to sit through it through the entirety of a BS morning show.
How
Halo,
did I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, how does she use the restroom? Or she
That's
just wears
your
a diaper?
Punishment. You have to help me.
No, I'm not helping you.
Because you suck.
People get hooked up in full body casts all the time. There's a way to make that happen.
People
That's
get hooked
up. For a couple hours.
People get hooked up in full body casts all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate Cameron. I don't like it just because it's going to be too hard to
Plus,
get a full
that's
body
bringing, cast. That's bringing in other people, you know, to have to do it.
I know.
If we're going to bring other people in, let's bring in like a fifth man and make it, they have to do something or something.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
What do you got?
I got, piece of candy. where she's got to go to the strip and take a piece of gum from a railing and chew it for a couple minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
Awesome.
Oh, that's brutal, man.
Not a fan.
Ooh. You can handle it.
Yeah. All right.
Really not a fan of that one.
Strip gum.
So gross.
We'll just say strip gum for now until we can think of a good name for it. Kyle, what do you think, dude?
Yo, okay, Zamboni. You know what a Zamboni is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go down to the Las Vegas Strip, like off the boulevard, and your choice of alcohol, you know, pour it in the gutter, and you got to Zamboni it off of the gutter.
Like slurp it out of the gutter?
Yeah. Yeah, like you got to be like a Zamboni and suck up all the extra water.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, you know, the only reason I'm nervous about all of these germ ones is because you know my history with illnesses.
Ah, yes.
I get sick with everything.
Well, you should be immune then.
Yeah, you should. You probably have the strongest system. But you know what? That's alcohol, and at least that kills the germs.
Yeah, but still.
You know? I'm running it down.
What about something with one of the fifth men, though, like we said? I think that would be cool.
Yeah, we haven't chosen one of those. Though.
Well, let's take a hybrid here.
Let's get Shane the Pegger involved or something.
Okay, let's do this. How about this? I'm kind of taking a couple of your text suggestions. Yeah. BS in your message, 69187. How about this? People are saying things with Shane on here, but it involves
are they really?
Different. Yeah, it involves a different thing.
I have an idea for Shane.
What?
Because, well, Shane loves his little, you know, he uses that tooth as a carb to drink alcohol or whatever.
What?
What if he takes his tooth out and he puts it like, I don't know, in a cup or whatever, and then he has to shoot water or some kind of liquid out of his tooth hole into that cup, and she has to drink it.
Oh, my God.
The fountain of tooth. The fountain of tooth.
I love the fountain of tooth.
I haven't even met this dude yet. Let me meet him first.
That's how you're going to meet him.
That's how you'll meet him.
What better way to introduce you to Shane the Pegger?
Fountain.
Is he the one you had to make out with?
No, that's a different guy. That's a mechanic that, yeah, that was gross.
A lot of toothless people here, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Fountain of tooth. Shane the Pegger has to spit water through his tooth hole, and you have to drink the tooth hole water?
With the tooth in the water.
With the tooth in the water?
Great. More bacteria. I'm going to die. I swear to God. I swear.
You're not going to die.
I'm going to die.
Fountain of tooth.
Pablo.
Yeah.
What do you have?
All right. So it's nothing like germy or anything.
Thank you. Finally.
You get some of the hottest hot sauce, like the Last Dab or the Source. You put it on like 3 or 4 chicken wings, and she's got to eat them all the way down to the bone.
Mm. The only issue is I don't eat meat.
Well, there you go. That should be your point. Yeah. You have to eat a steak.
No, that's not right.
No. You'll just have to just drink
but
it out of the bottle.
But hot sauce, I'll be honest, I cannot. I'm Polish, man. Like hot stuff, not for me. I can't do it.
Even better. Pablo, I like it. She can just drink it right out of the bottle. Straight from
the
tap.
Yeah, that's fine. Just put it on a spoon or something and just have it lick off the
exactly.
Spoon.
We'll call it spoon feeding. How about that?
There we go.
All right. Spoon feeding. I'm writing it down. Spoon feeding. All right.
I can already feel the heat. I can feel it.
I don't know. Is he still the right wing, darling?
Damn it, this guy.
Hey, right wing.
So much.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
It's about time we start doing some things for it.
About time.
All right,
hurry up.
Get to the point.
Let's go. Continue. Hurry up. We're running late.
The gas chamber, she has to spend the whole show in a box where you're spraying raunchy stuff in there that she has to smell during the whole show.
All right. Thanks, right wing.
All right.
We'll put it on there.
Yeah,
I'll put it on the list.
That's
doable. That's
doable.
Right? Okay, so we got it. Okay, so we got athlete's mouth, eyebrow shave, strip gum, Zamboni on the strip, fountain of tooth, spoon feeding, and gas chamber. Those are the ones that we have so far. If you have some punishment ideas, please, 876-3692. You can always text in as well. BS and your message, 69187. We'll get to more in 5 minutes.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr. You're listening to Spock. Go yourself and stay away from those gambling tables, you horse.
It's BS in the morning.
We got more punishments here, Izzy. Izzy's going to be spinning the wheel
good
punishment. Yeah. Trying to get the first round of punishment ideas from you. So definitely give us a call here, 876-3692. You can always text in as well, BS and your message, 69187. Just a couple off the text line. A lot of these involve hot sauce or licking things, but I like this one. This one's called Isn't This Great, where Steve and the cleaning guy gets it says soak his feet, shave his feet, and then you put it on bread or pizza, and you eat the grated skin.
Steve and the cleaning pie.
That's disgusting.
That's it. Steve and the cleaning pie.
That's disgusting. Yeah, you're so smug over there in your stupid polo shirt.
Winning is so fun.
Steve and the cleaning pie, where Izzy has to eat Steven's shaved bottom of his feet skin.
It's
it's like a hobbit delicacy.
Wow. This one's called Hot Shot. Quiz Izzy, for each wrong answer, she has to take a shot of hot sauce. I feel like after a while, though, you're going to barf.
After one, I'm going to barf.
One? Yeah. You can't take a shot of hot sauce?
No! If I can eat sriracha, it's like the tiniest little... And I have to make sure that I don't put the sriracha directly on my tongue or I will die.
Okay.
It's got to be like way far.
Okay, I'm
ready. Where the taste buds aren't.
I'm writing it down. Hot shot, it's on there. Got it. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phones. 876-3692. Albino Man, where you been, man?
I've been sleeping.
All right, well, good morning.
That's good.
Good morning.
Guy comes out here, gets hooked on weed, never, never wakes up.
I know.
No. It has nothing to do with the weed. It has to do with my back has been constantly killing me.
Oh, boy. Oh. It starts with
guy
weed.
Guy comes out here, gets hooked on heroin, and never wakes up.
Now it's opioids, then it's heroin.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do heroin or opioids, I promise.
Okay.
Starts. I do got a punishment for Izzy, though.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is either have Shane, Greg, or Steven the cleaning guy, or maybe all three, wear a jock strap, go work out, then we're going to wring that jock strap out into a cup, and she has to drink it.
Ooh.
All right. What do we call that one?
How about?
I don't know what we call it. I'm not good at very names, but I think that's a damn good punishment.
What if she slams it like a shot, and we call it jock slams?
Hey, jock slams works, man.
Or shot strap.
Shot strap.
If we're going to do shots, we have to do all three of you have to go work out with a jock strap on.
You could call it jock tail.
Jocktail! Lost Boys got it! All right, Jocktail it is. It's on the...
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay, thanks, dude.
All right, bye.
Hey, Stacy, what do you got?
Hey, it's Stacy.
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, so it's called pubesicle.
A pubesicle?
So Steven, the cleaning guy, has to shave some of his pubes.
Yeah.
And then you guys make a popsicle, put him in there, freeze it, and she has to eat it.
A pubesicle. She has to eat the whole thing or just take a lick?
No, she's got to eat the whole thing.
What's wrong with you, lady? Would you do that?
No, she didn't lose a bet.
Hey, I didn't lose the punishment.
Well, yeah. I didn't lose either.
Stacy's telling her how
it
is.
That's right.
I'm writing it down. Pubesicle it is. Thank you.
I suck, Stacy.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Let's go to Mike here.
By the way, I don't like this Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Okay, so Steven has to wear his new rubber suit, and then she has to lick inside of the suit.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
She's going to lick
the unveiling of the suit plus the
plus the licking of inside his suit. I love it because then we can get Steven to do whatever we want in the suit. Okay, what's it called? Lick the suit?
Yeah.
First of all, Justin, great shot. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Hey, Justin.
Well, I had an idea for the Wheel of Punishment.
Yeah, what do you got?
It's called a crap sandwich, where you take two pieces of Wonder Bread, you go to a stall and wipe down the seat with each piece of bread and eat it.
Wow. Okay, that is awesome. All right, I like it. Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
You eat bread, right, Izzy?
Yeah, I eat bread.
Okay. I'm just making sure you don't have like a gluten reaction or something.
No, but I definitely have an E. coli reaction, considering I've had it twice in my life, so the bacteria is already in me.
An E. colon reaction.
Which means I'm more susceptible to getting colitis
again. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, you're fine, dude. Pink eye goes away in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Put a little drop or two in your eyeball. It all works out.
If I'm hospitalized, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay.
I don't know. Is he still the right wing, darling? Ben?
Right wing.
Hey, we got a problem with the jog strap one. That gives us a disadvantage on great weight. That gives them one more up on beating us.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Oh, you're saying, because he's going to be working out. It's the way he burns calories.
So he's going to be working out.
Yeah.
He's going to lose weight on the workout, and that's going to help him out in the long run for the competition.
I don't like that.
So what you're saying is a punishment idea shouldn't help somebody get around their punishment.
That's right.
That makes sense. I kind of get that.
I don't like the fact of...
I like the fact that my shirt's all fit again.
Yeah, so. Greg's wearing new clothes. Greg's wearing,
I don't like that. I really want to keep my $6.
Yeah, me too, dude.
You know what I'm saying? I already have given $6 once. I don't want to end up giving him another $6.
Agreed. The first weigh-in, by the way, of Go Rotund Me is coming up here next week.
All right, let's concentrate on Izzy over here.
I know, but I bring up a great point.
It is a great point,
Ben.
Right.
Thank you. How about this, Fifth Man? What if you thought of an idea where it involves Greg eating something, gaining a bunch of weight, and then also using that as a punishment, as a gateway to Izzy's punishment?
That would take too long.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It's not too dumb. It's not too long. You know, where it has something to do with candy, and then Greg, like, baby birds it into... see, that way you absorb some
sugar.
Can we
just give Sparks a wheel of punishment for this
nonsense? Get out of here! That's not true. Look at this. Okay, we brought up the Fountain of Tooth earlier with Shane the Pegger.
We want you, Shane.
He's calling in about
it. Oh, boy.
Hey, Shane.
Hey there. I got a bit of an advisory, so I didn't know if I could even, like, shoot a stream that far, so I just tested that out.
Oh, my God.
And I launched a stream of water onto some dude's trunk lid, like, two lanes away from me outside Palace Station just now.
It's pretty good, man.
So I would just advise you to get some goggles or something for a close encounter like that.
Great.
Uh-huh. Okay, so if it's Fountain of Tooth, you're in for Fountain of Tooth, is what you're saying.
Oh, I'm in for anything. I got a high pain tolerance, and I'm down for anything.
All right, Shane the Pegger.
So glad you're on board.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shane, he's one of a kind. All right, thank you, Shane. Love it when you call in. My God, do I hope it lands on... You know what? Any of these so far are really good.
Yeah.
It could be on any of them. Crab sandwich.
They really are good.
Yeah. The SHE-LT, we took that one off air. That's where it's a just hair and Vaseline sandwich with lettuce and tomato. So it's a SHE-LT. Just recapping real quick before we break here, but you can always call in. We got athlete's mouth, eyebrow shave, strip gum, crab sandwich, hot shot, Zamboni on the strip, fountain of tooth, spoon feeding. Gas chamber, jock tail, pubesicle, lick the suit, and Stephen the cleaning pie. There you go. Those are the options for the wheel of punishment thus far. If you have some, you can always text in BS in your message, 69187. Email them in, BS in the morning at comp.com as well.